The Gemara Masechta of Mitzia, Daf Tzadik Vav on the base, asks, Iboilhu, if somebody borrowed an animal from someone else, the Kachash Habosar Machas Melocha, and the animal depreciated, it got weaker because of the work, Mai. As we've been learning, the halacha is that a shoyl is chayiv even ba'ainsim. The Gemara's question is, does that din apply even when the onus, the decrease in value, happened because you used the animal for the purpose you borrowed it for? Amru Ahum Rabbanim, so one of the Rabbanim responded, V'ra Chilkiya B'Reder of Av Yishmei, B'chlal D'chimei Samach S'malach M'chayiv, do you want to suggest that Meisimach Meloch is Chayiv? Why, says he, Neima, why can't the Shoyel say to the Mashal, Lav Ikma Bekilta Shelta? I didn't borrow this animal that it should sit in the barn. Obviously, when I borrowed the animal, I borrowed the animal to use it. And when you use it, it depreciates. And therefore, says Rava, certainly if it depreciated it, if the animal or whatever you borrow depreciates because you worked with it, that your potter, even if it dies, nami potter, you are potter. Domalei, for the shoyl could always say, lav l'ukma b'kilta shelta, I didn't borrow it that it should sit, I didn't borrow it that it should just sit in the barn. And that's the halacha, that even though a shoyl, as we've been learning in this parak quite extensively, is chayiv on oimsim, when it's meisa machmas melacha, the halacha is that the shoyl is potter. But there's a very big machlokes for shoynim. Why indeed is the halacha that meisa machmas melacha is potter? The Ramban explains that the Mashal, when he lends an animal to someone else, or any item, we're talking about an animal, is to a degree considered a posheya, because he knows that the shoyl borrowed the animal with the intent that it should be used for work. And therefore, when he lent it, he should have made sure that this animal is indeed capable of doing this work. And if he didn't make sure, and at the end, the animal could not make it, he should be held responsible. Says the Ramban, if that's the explanation for Mesa Machas Malacha, says the Ramban, then the halacha will be that you'll only have this exemption of Mesa Machas Malacha when the animal died or went down in value when it was doing what it's intended to do. But if there was something that was not what is the animal should be doing, there we can't suggest that the mashal was a pesheya. There it will not be; it should not be different than any other oinus, and the shoyl should be chayiv. Similarly, says the Ritva, that if the shoyl over extended his use of the animal, if the shoyl overextended his use of the animal, so there we can't say again that the mashal should be held responsible for that he was a pesheya. Why was a pesheya? Where was he to know that the shoyl would work with the animal more than the animal is meant to be worked with? And again, the halacha will be that even though we're learning in our Gemara that a Mesa Machas Malachas Potter, here we won't have that Ptur. The Machna Frayim takes a different approach. And many, the Machna Frayim says it, but really this is the approach of many Rishonim. His approach is that when somebody lends something to somebody else, he knows that when I lend something, it's going to depreciate. That's all part of what I understand is going to happen when I lend something to someone else. And therefore, if something indeed happens in the course of its being used, the shoyl will not be responsible. This is really the opinion of the Ramah. And the Achroinim, the Matan Ephraim, other Achroinim discuss what is the nafkamina between these two pshatim. What will be if somebody took the animal, borrowed an animal, he took it, and the animal and they were attacked by listim, and the animal was killed. If we'll say, will that be considered Mesa Machas Malachim? It seems that according to the Ramban, we cannot say that this is considered Mesa Machas Malachim. Because what was the Ramban's word? The Ramban's word is that it's considered Mesa Machas Malachim because when the Mashal lent it, he lent it with the knowledge and understanding that the shoyl is going to work with it, and he should have recognized that the shoyl working with it may cause it to not be able to make it. But that's only if something happened in the course of working with it. However, if we take the other approach, the approach of the Ramah, that when I lend something to you, I understand that you're going to use it, and all sorts of things can happen when I use it. So therefore, it won't make a difference if it died in the course of working or died while, if it died in the course of my working with it or it died for a different reason, I will be potter. The Rambam in Hilchos Sheila, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, is very clear. The Rambam says that this heter of Mesa Machmas Malacha only applied if it dies while it's actually working. Kugoyim, like the Rambam says, Shechorosh Ba or Mesa Ki Shechoreshes. Ach in Mesa Koidim Charisha Lachre, if it dies before or after the actual Charisha, you'll be potter. And the Evan Ozel, which I think is an extension of the opinion of the Ramban, says there's two concepts. There's a concept of oinus and the concept of tashmish chayfetz, using it. Says the Evan Ozel, it's clear in the Torah, it's very clear in the sugyas that we've been learning in our perek, that oinus is not an exemption for shoyl. But oinus and tashmish chayfetz, oinus and using the chayfetz are not synonymous. And therefore, even though oinus is chayiv, using the chayfetz that I borrowed it for, and that was the purpose that I borrowed it for, that is certainly not where the Torah says that you're chayif. So, as we discuss the shaila, we have here a very fundamental machloikis, as we're saying, why that this thing that we learn in our Gemara, a mesa machim salocha, is potter, what is the reason? The Ramban, to repeat, explains that the mashal is a posheya by lending an animal that might not be able to survive what happened to it. And therefore, according to the Ramban, only if something happened in the course of using the animal in the normal fashion will I be potter, but otherwise I'll be chayif. And the opinion of the Ramban is the opinion accepted by the Rashba, Rosh, Ritva, Ran, and the Ramah, and Shimon Shimem, Chosh Mishpat Sif Gimel. The Ramah, the Beis Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Trumas Hadeshin take a different approach. Their approach is that when I lend something to somebody else, I know that all sorts of things may happen. And since I know that all sorts of things may happen, I take responsibility. However, even the Ramah agrees, the Paiskim explain, even the Ramah agrees that it doesn't mean that now that we have a heter, a mesa mafet palacha, I can completely, if anything happens while I'm using the animal, I should be potter. Because if we're going to take that approach, then we have obviously a fundamental problem. The Torah is very clear that a shoyl is chayiv by oitzim, that a shoyl has a very high level of responsibility. And if a shoyl has a very high level of responsibility, and now we're saying meisa machs melacha means that whatever I do with it, it's going to be considered meisa machs melacha, how do we reconcile these two dinim? So the Mefarshim explain that even the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch will agree that you still have to, that if you are a shoyl, you have to watch it and use what you want and deal with it in a responsible manner. And if you don't deal with it in a responsible manner, even though something happened while you were working with the animal, you will not be able to say that this should be considered meisa machas malacha. Given this background that we are now, Baruch Hashem, discussing, and this machloikus, that we are learning this fundamental machloikus rishonim, which as we said is actually at the end a machloikus of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, and the Ramah, we now look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch at Siman Shin Mem says, "Ashal pat behem mechaveroi leilich derech yidua." Somebody borrowed an animal from someone else to go on a road. Ubal al list of ashal derech, and it was attacked. The halacha is a chayis ros v'tzua choshev shapa meis machs melacha. So the Shulchan Aruch, following the opinion of the Ramah, says that that's considered meis machs melacha. Says the Ramah, "V'yesh cholkum zeh." There are those who disagree. That should not be considered meis machs melacha. It could have gotten attacked while it was sitting in the backyard. And then the Ramah quotes the Gemara that we have here. If somebody lends someone else a cat after him to catch the mice, and the mice attack the cat, that he agrees mikra machs melacha. The bala ha'oynes machs melacha. What happened here was because the cat, this happened while it was doing what it was borrowed for. The kol kiyot b'zeh. Behema, says the Ramah, shneshag b'malachta. The behema got exhausted in its work. V'neschamim b'meisa, and it overheated and died. Oy nichshel b'derecho, it's walking on the way and it tripped. The nafl of a mason, it fell and dropped and died. All that mikra melacha. V'dachke shergish b'oidem melacha. Avalosaloi hergish miyad lo yuchel ishova the mason melacha. Now the remark goes into a different issue. He says, if a shoyl wants to make a claim on Mesa Mas Malacha, he has to be able to be certain that that is indeed what happened, that it was a Mesa Mas Malacha. If he can't make that claim with certainty, then he can't claim Mesa Mas Malacha.